Week 8. In this week of the course, you will be studying the origins and history of Islam, the third major monotheistic religion in the West. Similar to Christianity, Islam is a revealed and an evangelical religion. In the case of Islam, the revelation was connected with the Prophet Muhammad, who originally was a merchant in the city of Mecca on the Arabian Peninsula. Also similar to Christianity, Islam rapidly expanded to become a world religion, and much like Christianity, closely connected with the political empire. After Muhammad experienced his first revelation about the new religion, there ensued a lengthy struggle to convince the inhabitants of the city of Mecca to convert. When that failed, Muhammad and his close friends fled to the city of Medina, where he successfully created a new religious community. Please remember that in the cases of the early development of each of the major Western religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, there did not exist any separation of church and state. Instead, government and religion were closely intertwined, a theocracy. Eventually, just before his death, Muhammad returned to Mecca in triumph. In many respects, the empire that Islam created in the 8th and 9th centuries, expanding first on the Arabian Peninsula, then the Near East, then North Africa, was one of the three heirs of the Roman Empire, along with Western Europe and the Byzantine Empire. The Islamic Empire inherited most of the Near East and North Africa, which had formerly been within the confines of Rome. In addition, Islam inherited much of the philosophical and intellectual heritage of both the Greeks and Romans, and actually preserved that for the Latin West to rediscover in the late Middle Ages.